Catching up with our good buddy Lance again here this morning. Dude, I didn't get a chance to say hi to you, but I saw you Saturday working behind the meat counter with Tyler.
Oh, yeah.
Over there. So, because we were loading up on the ground beef that was for sale.
Yeah, dude, so that stuff was gone.
I know. You were all dressed up nice, but you had the hair thing. You were working back there with Tyler, so
yeah, I
looked pretty busy.
I'm the meat guy.
Yeah.
It's like my favorite department.
Yeah. So it was like everybody. I saw you, Tyler, then Brandon was walking through, then Mark. I'm like, everybody was on hands on deck.
Yeah, it was a crazy
Saturday.
Weekend.
Yeah.
You know, with spring break happening, we have a lot of college kids, so our staff that we have on hand usually around that week's tighter.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we're all just running around like crazy people.
Right. But, dude, that was a heck of a deal. Like, I was calling my grandma and my aunt. I'm like, you guys need some ground beef? You know, I'm standing right here. So load it up. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great thing to have in the
freezer.
Or
yep.
Anything. Especially
yeah.
If we always talk about garage fridge and and deep freezer out there. Just
yep.
Load it up with ground beef.
Yep.
You're never going to have enough of it.
Burgers or tacos, or I guess the last couple of days have been kind of cold if you want to make another batch of chili before the summer. So
it's chili season every day.
That's true.
Every time.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know. Actually, now that I think about it, I probably wouldn't eat chili on like a summer day.
Probably not like July or something like that. But you got other stuff, it sounds like, in the meat department kind of going on,
yeah,
don't
coming
you?
Up. I mean, again, our Easter brunch is coming up.
Yep.
That's going to be our last big hurrah, you know, for the holidays. And then we start moving into, like, grill season and
like Memorial
stuff
Day
like
weekend
so,
for grilling and all that, yeah.
Again, everybody, if you want to make reservations, give us a call. We'll get you in. It's going to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be absolutely huge. It's going to be all hands on deck. We're really trying to give you the craziest stuff for this brunch
mm-hmm.
and make it a super huge deal. And then immediately after that, we go right into an awesome 2-week ad. If the weather permits for this, I mean, even if it doesn't, you can always stock up on meat. But I'm really looking forward to hopefully some good weather here. Like,
yeah.
Because we got 99 cent, 8-ounce America's Cut pork chops or butterfly chops. Mm. 99 cents.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's $1 per pound for pork loin. That's
insane.
Oh, I'm sorry. Never mind. That's $2 per pound. My math was wrong. But still.
Still. Put that on a smoker or not, too?
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
We got 2 for $5, Driscoll's raspberries, blackberries, or basket and bushel strawberries. I'm stocking up on that.
Yeah.
I've had a newfound love for fruit. I don't know why.
Right?
I used to hate it when I was a kid. And now I just all I
Again, I think it was you, didn't we say, like, all that stuff we were told as a kid, and now it's, like, coming to fruition?
It is.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah, they were actually right.
It's like Brussels sprouts. I used to hate Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
I love Brussels sprouts.
I was that way with asparagus and all that,
yeah,
and broccoli
same.
And that. Like, now I grill up asparagus and, oh, yeah.
I hated Greek yogurt, too.
Oh, I love Greek
and
yogurt now.
Yeah. Just even the plain stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
And I just throw fruit in it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have $3.49 with purchase of 4 Pepsi products. That's all, you know, kind of always in there.
Yeah.
Always good to stock up on that.
Nice photo the other day, too, I saw on Facebook with your soda products. You were flashing the sale sign on there. Yeah.
yeah, we're doing a lot of stuff with that. We, you know, there's some fluctuation in price there from time to time. Like on the weekends, it might be a hotter price on those 24-ounce Pepsi products.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still the cheapest in town.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Yeah.
At $3.99, we're still the cheapest in town, and then it goes down to $2.99, and then we've done some when you buy 4 deals and stuff like that. Like, they were 4 for $10 this weekend.
Oh, nice.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
That's for 24 ounces?
That's a throwback to almost 20 years ago for the prices.
it's completely insane. They do have some really kind of crazy stuff going on in this ad. Like, the Hy-Vee pasta was just on a coupon not too long ago for like 88 cents or 80 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just in the ad for 88 cents. So you don't have to have the coupon.
Okay.
There's no limit on that. You can just come in and just stock up on it. Bone-in pork shoulders are going to be $1.99 a pound. That's kind of the standard right now with prices fluctuating on pork.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not to say that we won't go down. We like to, I will tell people, it's not guaranteed, but we do tend to do what we call an ad bust on stuff like that. If we can secure better deals, we pass that savings on directly to our customer. So that
nice.
It goes down. You can go from $1.99 per pound in the ad to $1.48 and then just sell massive amounts of it. We also, and I'll throw another just kind of a little spoiler teaser out for everybody, keep an eye out for briskets.
Uh-oh.
We are going to, we may be having some crazy stuff going on with briskets when you're popping in.
Good, because I missed out on
the last one. Yeah, I remember.
I know. I loaded up on the like salmon and and the other stuff there too. So yeah, I want dibs on that brisket.
Well, we have a lot. Man, on top of that, we got some good stuff on produce too. I mean, 88 cents on lemons and limes. My favorite thing right here is $1.77 per pound Cosmic Crisp apples. You ever had those before?
Yes.
Those things are insane.
Yep.
Those
My wife are... actually just picked up a bunch this past weekend.
Really?
When we were over there. Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
I
her and peanut butter with that. That's really? Her go-to.
I take it, and I kind of do, like I was talking about Greek yogurt, I cut it like around the core,
mm-hmm.
and I throw it a food processor until it's like little bits.
Yeah.
And I mix it into Greek yogurt with peanut butter, but I use the powdered peanut butter.
Okay.
It's that's a life hack right there.
Yeah. She.
We went from talking about lasagna sandwiches and stuff
say,
to healthy life hacks.
What happened to you in like 3 weeks here?
And then we're back to having coupons. It's going to be a little different with the coupons for 2 weekers, at least for this ad. Originally, it was one set of coupons on week one, another set of coupons on week two. This is just all the way through. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have $1.48 Ragu pasta sauce, $1.99 Hy-Vee spring water 24 packs. A weird one, but because I don't use it. Maybe I'm saying that because I don't use it, but I don't see this in the ad often, is $3.48 Kraft Easy Mac and cheese cups, 4 count. So that's a pretty good savings there, especially if you got kids.
Exactly.
$1.48 Lunchables.
Oh, dude. My kid loves Lunchables. So
what's his favorite Lunchable?
The nacho one.
The nacho one?
Yep.
I was always the classic pizza.
I was pizza,
the
too.
Pizza Lunchable.
And then when I got a little older, I'd warm it up a little bit in a microwave at home so cheese melted a little bit. Oh, yeah.
Never done that.
Yeah.
I have to try that. Yep. I'm really used to just eating the cold,
mm-hmm.
the cold little
Taking
pizza.
Taking it to school in that cold packet and spraying it around. Oh, yeah. Memories, man.
You know what's crazy, though? I'm going to that pizza sauce is so good.
Yeah.
Why can't we just get that somewhere?
That's a good question.
If they sold just the pizza sauce for Lunchables, like.
Yep, surprised they don't do something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, let's not. Cut that out.
Yeah.
They're listening. $1.99 Hy-Vee cane sugar. That's the 4-pound bag. There's going to be a limit one on that coupon. That one, I mean, I'll be stocking that up with smoking season. I mean, get some sugar in your barbecue rubs.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Exactly.
Or just baking. I mean, if you're making pies or whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever you do. Whatever you want to do with sugar.
Maybe you got a birthday coming up, birthday cake or something.
Yeah, birthday cake. Yep. I hate baking, but.
But you like grilling though, right?
I like grilling.
Yep.
Yeah. We could grill a cake. Do a cake on the smoker.
Ooh, I've yet to try that, but I know people who'd have.
Really?
I know people who have done that,
That's insanity.
Mm-hmm. You can smoke anything, I think, at this point, can't you?
I don't know. there's going to be $1.88 Bird's Eye Veggies, the 10 or 10.5 ounce. Or I'm sorry, not $1.88, 88 cents.
Okay. Even better.
Even better. Yeah. Dollar off what I said. That's just going to be perfect for keeping stuff in the freezer if you just want. I prefer frozen veggies over canned veggies
mm-hmm.
when I can. They are cheaper than buying the stuff, or they're more expensive than buying stuff in the can, but I think it's totally worth it.
Yep.
88 cent Hy-Vee cottage cheese. We talked about cottage cheese last time too.
Yep.
Good. It's a perfect snack.
Exactly.
And then we got 99 cent Hy-Vee apple juice. Hy-Vee apple juice is like something that we kind of always have in coupons mm-hmm. here and there. I love stocking up on that. That's like been my crutch right now.
Yeah.
That's like my,
I love that
wake
stuff.
Up in the middle of the night and just,
mm-hmm.
destroy a gallon of apple juice
in
the fridge.
Again, me and my kid, we got a couple gallons in because him and I, sometimes, you know, I've been getting better at drinking water, but sometimes I just need a little bit more flavor. So I'll grab the apple juice or orange juice.
See, what's your favorite juice?
I got to go no pulp orange juice.
No pulp orange juice.
Yep.
I like cranberry juice.
That's not bad either. Yeah.
It's kind of weird, though.
Mm-hmm. I do like grape juice. White grape juice.
I always forget about grape juice.
That's underrated.
I haven't had grape juice in a long time now that I think about it. Crap, I actually forgot. On Monday, April 1st as well, we're going to have an April Fuels Day, one-day fuel saver sale. So this is going to be super hot. I know that some of you are probably going to be like, wow, we had a busy weekend at Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Probably got your groceries over the weekend, but I think you should come in on Monday.
Yeah.
Because it's spend 30, get 30 cents.
Oh, snap.
I mean, normally it's like spend 60, get 30 cents. It's like half that. It's a one-to-one ratio for dollars to fuel saver.
Mm-hmm.
And we also are going to have... We try to work it into our end cap displays for every department to where we have some fuel saver items there that are good, just good items to have.
Mm-hmm.
And just to clarify, because somebody had this question, when we put a fuel saver on something at Hy-Vee, we're not raising the price to compensate for that fuel saver. That is the price that the item already was with the fuel saver on. So you are getting a good savings there.
Exactly. Good point. That's a good
nugget.
There's
no Jedi mind trick type
marketing
stuff that we do there. Merchandising. We're giving you a savings.
Yep.
And we always try to roll any savings that we get from suppliers and stuff directly onto our customers too, which I really like.
Yep. Good note. Solid note there.
And then I know there's a lot. There's a lot going on. We keep talking about meat. There is a 3-day meat sale.
Oh boy.
The 5th through the 7th. And I'll run through it really quick. But it's 10 for 10 brats, $3.99 per pound, 85-15 ground chuck, perfect for burgers.
Yep.
This is the one that I think most people are going to go crazy for. It's $2.48 per pound, previously frozen baby back ribs.
Ooh.
$2.48 a pound. $2.99 a pound is a good deal.
Yeah.
In comparison to like any of our competition around here.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's an
$2.99 is good. $2.48 is even better.
Heck yeah.
$1.99 per pound bone-in pork chops. You can get a pork porterhouse if you ask at the meat department. That's a really good cut of meat. 99 cents per pound Hy-Vee fresh chicken drumsticks or thighs. 100% natural. It's in a value pack and no antibiotics ever. And then 2 for $4 marinated chicken breasts. The 6-ounce marinated chicken breasts. I like the cilantro lime one.
Mm-hmm.
And the butter garlic one. Those are my two favorites if you want to pick.
Yeah.
And then last but not least, the classic, the undisputed champion on the grill, the Oscar Mayer hot dog for $1.
Heck yeah, with baseball starting up, you got to have the hot dogs,
yeah, and
right?
You can freeze them.
Yep.
And then it's perfectly fine.
We got a couple packages in the freezer, too.
See, I like to wrap them in bacon.
Now you're talking.
And then throw them on the grill.
Yep.
Now it's insane.
See, now you're going from health back
to
this now, dude.
I think I have developed a split personality. It's like I'm either super healthy or I'm just...
Just depends on the day.
Just depends on the day.
Yep.
I'm just drinking bacon grease at night to compensate for the healthy food that I'm eating.
Oh, my God. So, again, a lot of stuff happening.
Always a lot of stuff happening. It's not going to slow down.
Right.
I keep telling myself, I'm, like, getting winded here, like, with some of this stuff. I'm, like, I keep telling myself, it'll slow down. It doesn't.
Yep.
I've figured it out. It's not going to.
Well, and one final reminder again, too. Buffet, breakfast,
buffet,
Easter
brunch
breakfast,
buffet.
Brunch buffet.
Our goal is to get you your money's worth. I mean, it's $24.99, and we want to give you that $24.99 value.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to be able to come in, pay $24.99. If you want to just grab a thing to go, we want that thing that you get to go, that to-go container, to be worth $24.99 for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just if you get it to go. And if you're coming in for the buffet, you just get whatever you want, as many times as you want. You want to eat 6 pounds of eggs?
Eat 6 pounds of eggs.
You can. Yeah. If you want to eat 6 pounds of bacon,
you can.
You can. There's no limit.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Heck yeah, man. That's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to that. So.
That'll be awesome. You gonna come in for that?
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. It's a heck of a deal.
I'll probably be there for that one. Depends on if I'm needed elsewhere. I'm starting to feel like the Batman of Hy-Vee or Superman of Hy-Vee. Just
Batman.
Constant.
Batman.
Just putting out fires left and right. I'm just helping everywhere.
If you can be one person, be Batman.
Batman's way cooler.
Thank you.
Superman's kind of lame.
I totally agree, man.
His weakness is a rock.
Good point. I just think it's cool that Batman's the one that doesn't have these supernatural abilities either.
Yeah.
Who
do you think is the best live-action Batman? We'll end on that.
Well, I'm a little older than you, I think.
Uh-huh.
So I'm Michael Keaton.
Okay.
I'm Michael Keaton. Christian Bale is number two.
I'm a Batman fanatic.
Yeah. Are you really?
Okay.
So you, us two, and then Alex from Wax is a Batman fanatic,
really?
Too. Really? We need to have a group
a conversation.
Combo. Yeah.
I think Michael Keaton, if you're judging the older half Batmans, Michael Keaton, undisputed, the GOAT Batman. The newest The Batman movie with Robert Pattinson from Twilight was pleasantly surprising to me.
I totally agree.
I thought that movie was
I thought
be
he did a really
garbage.
Good job. Yep.
Yeah.
It wasn't like Heath Ledger surprising me with the Joker, like when you first heard, like, what, Heath Ledger? Fantastic. But Robert Pattinson kind of had that same effect, like, okay, vampire dude's going to do this. But he was good.
I'm gonna my hot take on this conversation, my last hot take is going to be that Ben Affleck was the worst Batman.
Oh, that's not a hot take for me.
I think George Clooney was a better Batman.
Now we might have, yeah.
That's hard.
There was like a year ago, 2 years ago, I had this without an ask. See, we're on a tangent now. They had a poll for best Batman. Ben Affleck won it.
Really?
Yeah.
He was garbage.
Fan votes, though.
He was terrible.
Yeah. It was awful.
Honestly, I think, and it's crazy, I think that that Robert Pattinson was almost better than Christian Bale.
The thing that I did not like about Bale is the grunting of the Batman voice. That's the down. That's where he kind of goes down a little bit.
I didn't like his costume.
Yeah.
I think that Robert Pattinson's costume as Batman was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was funny though. I don't want to spoil it, but when he's like, he takes like the adrenaline shot and then he starts beating the crap out of people.
Yeah, right.
I thought that was pretty cool. Ben Affleck was like, I'm going to fight Superman. I don't want to fight Superman anymore because our moms had the same name.
Right.
You remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
What kind of crap is that?
No. Yeah, I'm a Michael Keaton guy and I just,
he was
so
Flash.
Cool. He was in The Flash. He's got the eye look down too and all that, the eyebrows. So.
It's funny though that he can't move his neck.
Yeah, because the suit.
Of the suit.
Yep.
All right, actual last thing, just because I'll plug this for you. They have a continuing comic series called Batman 89 that's drawn. It's a comic book, but it is the continued story of Michael Keaton's Batman after, but it's a comic book.
Okay, I'm going to have to check that out. Yeah.
It's really interesting.
So you never told me really who is your number one Batman. You said the old, I'm putting you on the spot now because you kind of talked around
it. My number one Batman. I'm going to say...
Is it Pattinson?
I think it might be Pattinson. Oh. I was actually really impressed.
We are going to have like a special podcast episode of you, me, and Alex on there.
Yeah.
Three different picks. I like it.
I think they nailed it.
Mm.
Batman's a detective.
Yep.
100%. He's like an angry, brooding detective that scares people and beats people up.
The only thing I questioned on Pattinson was the Bruce Wayne look.
Yeah.
A little bit.
A little dark.
A little bit.
A little too dark and brooding.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like Bruce Wayne's supposed to be like he's supposed to not be like that outside of being Batman.
Right,
that's like the whole point.
Yep, exactly.
Actually, you know what? I know who my best favorite Batman is.
Okay,
this isn't live action Batman, but it's the Batman the animated series Batman.
Okay, I've had that. I've heard that.
He just passed away recently.
He did. I know who you're talking about though, because I've seen that pick a lot over there too. By the way, Mark Hamill as the Joker voice is pretty sweet too. On those. I don't think a lot of people realize that's Luke Skywalker.
That is Luke Skywalker. He's played a lot of people that a lot of people don't realize.
Yep.
He's kind of fell off, though, a bit.
A little bit.
In the movies. He's played some really weird roles.
He was on a Netflix Halloween one just this past year. It was like the Haunting Hill House series sort of thing. And
he
played the lawyer of that family or whatever.
That, me and my girlfriend watched that.
Mm-hmm.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
Really weird show.
It was.
There's a show called Three Body Mind on there right now or something that's made by the same people that made Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Really, really weird show.
Okay. So, all right, we got to get going here.
All right, the tangent's over.
All right, thanks, buddy.